on River 949. Snowy's Sports Shorts.
Oh no.
I'm absolutely knackered. I don't know
what I'm knackered, mate.
I don't know what I'm spending more time on at the moment, watching the Olympics or finding ridiculous ways to try and report on the Olympics. Yeah, well,
this is the only way we can do it.
How are you feeling this morning, Kemper? Yeah, your RSI's all right?
I'm all right.
Is it worse buttons. This morning? Is this the worst morning? Is this going to be like crazy?
What people don't realise is all the sound effects that you hear, I'm pressing the button.
I come in and give Campo. It's like Wayne Bennett giving the Broncos the game plan before we go to air mode. You're going to press this twice, then this one.
Ridiculous.
He's got the arm
guard. Here we come.
All right. There was just one medal added in the last 24 hours. It was this colour.
This is Doc Savage. The man of bronze.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, Emma McKeon, she won gold in the women's relay race at the Good start of the Olympic Games. Yeah. She's now got a bronze medal to add to that in the 200 metre.
Freestyler. Ah, yeah, love it.
Now, speaking of the... Kate Campbell in the pool last night and just in first gear smashed the Olympic record in the 100 metre. Which is absolutely incredible. Yeah. Now, our local Olympian, Leah Neal, she's taking part in the 4x200 metre relay. Had a great swim this morning, swam a PB. She's got us into the final of the 4x200 metre. And the girls will be going for gold later today. Now, I'm not sure whether or not she'll get a swim in the final race, but even if she doesn't get a swim in the final because she's helped us qualify to get there, if Australia win a medal, she'll come home with a medal.
Oh, fantastic.
Which is incredible for her, which is great. Now, in the sevens, the Aussies were up today in the quarterfinals against...
That'll be South Africa.
We beat them in our final pool game this morning, 12-5. So we will go in with a bit of confidence, but we're missing our playmaker, Holland. He's out, which will be interesting to see. In the basketball, this is my favourite one, player Cam.
Boget and the Boomers.
The Boomers, we're playing.
Jared Hayne, nice cutback.
Jared Hayne.
The Dream Team.
Oh, the Dream. I was thinking, hang on. Jared Hayne's now playing basketball. He's gone to the Olympics. That was quick.
We got the Dream Team. That'll be on at 8:30 this morning. So, and speaking of Jared Hayne, his Fijian teammates have gone through to the semi-finals in the sevens. They beat New Zealand this morning.
Wow, what'd they beat them by?
What was the final score? It ended up around that. It was 12-7. But Fiji are the favourites for the gold medal. And that'll be their first.
Beat New Zealand. That's incredible.
Their first ever gold medal when they win it. It's theirs to lose. That their seven side is absolutely ridiculous. And finally, now we spoke at the start of the games about the amount of loved pillowcases that were being passed around the Olympic Village. Kempo, just press play on this. Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight. Now, it looks like they've been used quite frequently.
Right.
Tinder has released its results from the Rio Olympics, and let's just say there's plenty of athletes who are collecting gold medals away from the swimming pools, away from the tracks. Yes, they have this thing now on Tinder where you have your athletic profile, and they give you a blue tick to prove that you're actually an athlete at the Olympic Games, and apparently going gangbusters. A few gold medals, we'll see.
So this just doesn't mean the Australian Boomers.
I tell you what, if they beat the Dream Team, they will be celebrating deluxe.
IG.
Oh, look. Oh, let's do this.